also interacting with stakeholders, we got some issues raised around vote buying. We are told that vote buying, if the allegation is correct, vote buying is quite rampant, and all key actors are involved in this. How is the police handling this to make sure that the election is not tarnished? That's number two. Number three is the peace pact or peace accord that we learned the parties have signed. What is the role of the police in ensuring that all the contestants in the elections abide by the peace pact, the peace accord, and respect the provisions of the peace accord? Those are the questions I would like to pose.
This police perception, I'm sure His Excellency agrees with me, it's not only in Ghana here, that it's always the police is perceived to be on the side of the ruling government. That's what is almost the perception being peddled out everywhere in the subcontinent, and I'll say in Africa. Because the police, we are loyal to the state, but not to the party in power. So we are loyal to the state, but not the party in power. And there's a thin line. You see, so we find ourselves between. But we, as Ghanaian policemen, have tried to be, as I said, very neutral, adopt a middle position, be impartial as possible. As His Excellency already said, after allegations and politicians, they can say a lot of things. But if you tell me what exactly the police has done, they could not tell you. I remember we were trying to do some promotions. An officer came and wanted us to promote somebody. So the guy is very hardworking. He's doing very, very well. So just give me one instance of something that he did that was exceptional. Just because you say he's very hardworking, very hardworking. Give me one single example. The same thing, the police are in bed with the politicians. If they are also in power tomorrow and this is why, the same thing they'll be saying. But I'll assure His Excellency that we have tried to be very, very apolitical, very, very, very professional. And this is the first time we are doing it. We know these allegations will be coming, but you ask them, I hope they will give concrete examples that because of this and this, we feel the police are being biased. My Director General CID is here, will tell you what we've done so far on the complaints they have given us. We had a press conference, I think, a week ago or 5 days ago. But this is the same allegation. We brought all this out and then show the actions we've taken. Whether you are in a government or not, we've sent people in government, I mean, who have belonged to the government party to court. Right, who are belonging to the government party, they did something, offences, electoral offences. They are in court now, the same as any opposition member. We don't pick and choose. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Unfortunately for us, all the misdeeds or the crimes are committed in public glare. They are not in the bedrooms or in the chambers. Everybody sees it. So you cannot hide, cover anybody. We are sure you are here and see how the police will perform. We are not going to cover anybody. But of course, after the allegations, they will be there. The corruption and this, campaigning in Africa, as I said, is a lot of the politicians, they have to do a lot of campaigns, and their campaigns, we don't know anything goes in it. They don't know how to win votes. I know it's as they have been in the same state before trying to campaign, and the night that he's out of office, maybe he will be frank and maybe tell us some of his experiences and this is that happened. But I know that it's what happens in politics, and the police have no control over them because they usually do it, in the inner of the, if it happens at all, they will not do it in public. Because in Ghana, the giver and the taker are both guilty. The giver and the taker are both guilty. So they all do it it's very hidden and very difficult to, one of the difficult areas to probe or to investigate. But when we get the lead, why not? We investigate it if it's against the laws of the country. I assure His Excellency that we shall try to give out or roll out a very transparent, free, credible and fair election. And then the defense forces, fortunately for us in this our dispensation and our arrangement, they have no direct contact with the electorate at all. It will just be caught in when the police are overwhelmed, they can no longer control the situation. That's why I have the honor or the opportunity or I'll say responsibility, or is a better word, responsibility to call my colleague, the chief of defense staff, to come to our aid. But other than that, they have nothing to do with the direction directly. So I'm not holding brief for them. I think they are saying that if it generates to that, then they will come with the hard aspect of pollution are robust, and that's why they have to maybe let people to be law-abiding and be by themselves. But I'm sure if nothing on top will happen, I don't think the military will come. It's just warning that we should all try to do as we have done in the past. This is why I still remain a beacon in this turbulent part of Africa that we have we find ourselves. The militias, as I said earlier, when we last year in November, we wrote to the Agency Department trying to determine their locus. And when they said they were illegal and they were unlawful and illegitimate, we know some of them and we know their leadership. So we called them and warned them. That is what we've got. If you do anything like that, the law will deal with you. And I want to show you is that since we met them, the crescendo, I mean, there was the peak that they were, they've come down. The militia, this has gone down. I think His Excellency said he might have lived through these times. I said it's gone down. I don't say zero because zero cannot be obtained, but it's gone down to a very acceptable level. And we are sure that otherwise, in these campaigns, we have seen them all over, but all the campaigns, where the police provide security for the contestants or the aspirants who were campaigning. And then, for the vote buying, as we said, is something that will be very close. But the peace accord, we are going to ensure that the environment is quite enabling. What they've said, they will stand by it, ensuring that the environment is enabling and conducive for whoever is going to vote not to feel molested or threatened in any way. The police is going to ensure that. And then at the police station to ensure that the right thing is done. Talking about people coming from other countries to listen, it's not possible. I went on a regional tour and I was even asked whether people were going to vote for my other listen. I said, the most problematic is they've always mentioned Togo and the Ivory Coast, they are the mediator countries bordering us. I said, a Togolese, so the Ghanaian national, he can never come to vote. Because when you come to a police station, it's automatic that when you come, as you said, you vote. And it beats your imagination now somebody who's not a Ghanaian can come to vote. You said it yourself. Well, there are some things that you must have. You must go through some procedure, process. And when you are going to register with them, somebody must help you to confirm that you're a Ghanaian, he knows you before you register. So somebody coming from Togo, the registers have been given. You always come with a genuine card because of the economic listening in the Africa, West Africa economy, ECOWAS, free movement of people. Most of those on the borders live on the other side of it, but the Ghanaians do. If somebody is coming across the border, it doesn't mean definitely he's coming to vote. My come for his choice or anything. But if he gets into the arena where he wants to vote, there are some things he has to produce. His name has been the card, he must have an identity card. If he has something like that, you cannot say that he cannot vote. And all the parties have agreed that he must vote. What about somebody who sits in Britain, who's a Ghanaian? If he arrives at the airport and he's coming to vote, are you going to ask him to go back to Britain? I mean, what is good for a Ghana is good for a goose. I mean, like, be fair, must be a fair playing field. If you certify the conditions, I don't see why you cannot vote. The police have no power to stop anyone from voting. So the returning officer or the presiding officer, we are there at their beck and call to ensure that the atmosphere is congenial. So that's what I'll say. But the police is nowhere going to condone anybody who's not a Ghanaian to vote. That one is not going to happen. And even the polling agents, they were not allowed to happen, and nobody was allowed to happen. So that is what I'll say for now. Maybe my colleagues have something to add, otherwise we'll take more concerns. Yeah.
General, the issue of the small arms that maybe in